Lesson number 3. Christ's ministry of forgiveness. To illustrate this ministry, Christ said to Israel, "Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." The sanctuary is the most complicated illustration provided in Scripture. The most profound, the most far-reaching, and the clearest. It's mentioned in dozens of books, hundreds of times. Part number 1, the ancient Israelite sanctuary. It consisted of a building in an empty court, in an empty space at the heart of Israel. Israel was encamped around a hollow square, a mile and a third to the side. In the center of that square was the court. It consisted of two squares, 50 cubits aside, 90 feet aside. So the court was 180 by 90 feet. In the western half of that court, the building of the sanctuary was located. It consisted of three squares. One was the most holy place. One was in the center of which was the altar of incense. The other one had, to the north and the south, the table and the candlestick. Its entry was at the break point of the two squares of the court. In the eastern section, the center was the brazen altar. Between the brazen altar and the holy place to the south was the laver. Between the altar and the entrance to the holy place to the north was the place of sacrifice. This was the geography of the sanctuary. Around this, the lessons of truth were found. The camp of Israel was outside, far outside. The camp of Israel was in the wilderness, even far out of Egypt. So there's Egypt, there's the wilderness, there's the camp, there's the hollow place, all increasing holy ideas. You moved into the sanctuary and found there, in the middle of the court, the altar. Part number 2 deals with the sanctuary sacrifices that were offered in the court. Hebrews 10 discusses the four ceremonies: burnt offering, meal offering, peace offering, and sin trespass offering. Those were the four. These offerings were provided by a choice of 9 kinds of sacrifices: bulls, heifers, rams, sheep, goats, ewes, birds, pigeons, sparrows. 9 different kinds of offerings, each one expressing some picture of the nature of Christ to the person who selected it, but all focusing on the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. We love Lamb best of all because of Isaiah 53 and Christ's own use of it so many times in the book of Revelation. The lamb slain from the foundation of the world. But he was a turtle dove. He was a sparrow. He was a strong bull. But whatever the sacrifices pictured, the court pointed to him in some direction. Part number 3. The atonement for sin. The climax of every sacrifice was the death of the offering, death of the victim. All the penitent can do was to kill. We crucify the Son of God. We put him to an open shame. Then the priest took the blood, about which all kinds of ritual had been carried out: placement of hands, confession of sins, transfer of guilt symbolically, dying because the wages of sin is death. All that was enacted in the sacrifice. And the priest took the blood, which was a symbol confessed sin, removed guilt, transferred sacrifice to the Lamb. He took this blood and sprinkled it in places in the holy place and in the court. And so these blood drops were records of confessed sins. And this went on day by day. Then on the Day of Atonement, part number 3, a special ceremony was carried through by which these confessed sins were regarded as having been blotted out from the sanctuary. The priest, as a representative for the whole congregation, took this blood, sprinkled it on the veil, before the veil, on the golden altar, on the brazen altar, everywhere where sin was recorded, and thus bought those sins, blotted them out. So in the act of the high priest on the Day of Atonement, every record of confessed and forgiven sins were removed from the sanctuary. And it was spoken of as having been cleansed. Now the cleansing of the sanctuary could only be possible if the records of confessed sins were found there. So the daily service was the foundation for the yearly service. And the daily service included many things. There was not only the sacrificial activity, there was the activity of the laver that portrayed cleansing. In the holy place, there was the ministry of the bread that supplied strength. There was the ministry of the seven-branch candlestick that supplied light to show where the pilgrim should walk. There was the incense burning on the altar to provide the atmosphere in which we lived. Prayer is the breath of the soul. We needed to breathe that incense, exhale that incense. So the daily service was the foundation for the yearly. The daily service pointed to aspects of Jesus Christ. The yearly service pointed to the climax of the ministry of Christ. Now, 2 or 3 times in the book of Leviticus, while the sanctuary was cleansed, inspiration recorded that the people were cleansed also. It was not only a cleansing of the sanctuary, it was the cleansing of the worshippers and the cleansing of the whole congregation, the church. And then at the end of that day's service, the high priest, having thus symbolically taken into his hands all the daily, the confessed, forgiven sins of the people, laid them on the head of Azazel, who is a name of an evil spirit, pointing to Satan, for his share in all the sins he had committed. Jesus didn't die for Satan, he died for the sins of the world, and Satan has his responsible part in every sin that everyone ever commits. So those sins go back onto Satan's head, and he is led away into a wilderness. And in the antitypical Day of Atonement, the act will be of laying guilt on Satan. And a strong angel will bind him in chains of darkness and put him onto this planet that is full of darkness for 1,000 years. The intercession of Christ in man's behalf in the sanctuary above is as essential to the plan of salvation as was his death. By his death he began the work which after his resurrection he ascended to heaven to complete, and we must by faith enter within the veil whither the forerunner has entered. Jesus opened the way to the Father's throne, but through his mediation the sincere desire of all who come to him in faith may be presented before God. Part number 5, Christ's ministry in the heavenly sanctuary. Jesus Christ typify, Jesus Christ realized all that the earthly sanctuary typified. In the Old Testament church, through the sanctuary, Christ was their instructor, as he had been with them in the wilderness, still to be their teacher and guide. In the tabernacle and in the temple, his glory dwelt. Holy Shekinah above the mercy seat. In their behalf, he constantly manifested the riches of his love and patience. Christ was represented by every priest, by every sacrifice, by every loaf of bread, by every drop of water, by every spark of life, by the perfume of every burning incense. In the most holy place, he was there as the Shekinah. His character is represented by the law. By the side of the law was the resurrected rod of Aaron, pointing to his resurrection. There was the manna, the hidden meat. And we have such a high priest who is there ministering on our behalf. It's only as we grasp the reality of everything the sanctuary illustrated that we can really understand what Jesus is doing for us now. Just as the scriptures, Jesus says, they are they that testify of me, he could just as well say of the sanctuary, search the sanctuary, measure the sanctuary, study the sanctuary, get every part in your mind, for they are they that testify of me. Jesus Christ is today ministering in the sanctuary. He is carrying out his holy place ministry for those of us who are walking in the light, eating the word, breathing the intercession. He is carrying on his function in the most holy place for those who need the record of their sins removed forever and their name retained in the book of life, sins blotted out of the book of record. One day he will move to the living. His work in the holy place will end. Those who are righteous will remain righteous, and those who are unrighteous will remain unrighteous, and he will take care quickly of those who are living saints. Their sins will be blotted out, made ready to be deposited on Satan, and then Christ will come. The whole plan of salvation is here impacted. May the Spirit of God give us insight to read these lessons aright.